Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. My friends, if you are not aware, I have a coaching membership app. Oh my God. It's probably one of the most exciting things I've ever created because I really had a vision of democratizing my work, getting my meditations and my workshops and my coaching lessons all inside the comfort of your pocket. It's like having me on speed dial. It's the coolest thing. And so if you've loved this work and you're enjoying this podcast and you want to get more Gabby, definitely try this out. Try out 7 days free of the Gabby Coaching Membership. Inside, you will get all the access to my weekly coaching, over 200 of my best meditations and manifesting practices, all access to my quarterly challenges, journal prompts, on-demand access to my best motivational talks. There's a Get Gabby section, so it can just be like this little button you press and you get a 2-minute exercise when you're feeling anxious or you can't sleep or you need a miracle. I'm just there for you on demand whenever you need support. I want to give you right now 7 days free, and the 7-day free trial is like a jump start. It's going to kick you into high gear, offer you the opportunity to get a great sense of the support inside this app and the membership, the coaching you get every week, the access you get to me at all times inside your beautiful phone. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited to be with you wherever you go. And you can just head over to deargabby.com/app to try this for free. Let me be your spiritual coach. All inside the Gabby Coaching Membership app. Try 7 days of the app for free at deargabby.com/app. It's like a jumpstart, the 7-day jumpstart inside the Gabby Coaching app. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the show. Today's guest is major in my life. I'm so excited. We have Dr. Daniel Amen, a renowned psychiatrist, author, and brain health researcher. I call him my personal brain expert. He actually did a whole scan of my brain and really supported me getting back on track with my memory and my sharpness. And oh my God, he transformed my life. And as someone who's battled with addiction and suffered from childhood trauma, I had a pretty compromised brain. And I wanted to get to the bottom of how to enhance my brain's capacity. And Daniel Amen's advice is profound. It has massively impacted the recovery of my brain function. And I knew I needed to have him on the show because I wanted to share his advice for saving your brain directly with you. I wanted to save your brain. In today's episode, we have a very in-depth and candid conversation, and it's all about the brain and how to stay super healthy in your brain. And Dr. Amen breaks it down for people, and he shares the damage that alcohol and nicotine and sugar can do to our brains, and it's important to hear these things so that we can get ahead of it now. And we also talk about the things that we can do to keep the brain active and healthy, and a lot of them are fun. Like my Spanish I'm doing. I get into my Spanish. So really, take this one in. After this conversation, I promise you're going to feel very differently and you're going to feel empowered to start to really supercharge your brain in a way that you never even knew was possible. Let me tell you something, my friends. If there was ever something that was super stressing out my brain, it was trying to get the genius of the brain on my podcast. The brain guru, getting him on my podcast was like a brain mess for me because I don't know what it was. I think that sometimes the universe has obstacles that are detours in the right direction. Over and over, we continuously had these crazy obstacles. The day that you came into the studio to try to record this episode with me was a complete shit show. And so this beautiful man is sitting here with me, so devoted to coming back on the show after recording for hours and wasting his time. So thank you. Not only are you my friend and someone who I admire deeply for being so forgiving as we carry on with this interview, but you're also a really important doctor in my life because I have had the privilege of being in your clinic, having gone through a full brain scan and getting the best in class advice on how to support my brain health. And as someone who is a recovering cocaine addict, you know, I've been sober 18 years now, but I have had repeated cocaine addiction, someone who's experienced trauma, someone who's experienced a lot of ADD, there has been damage to my brain. And your guidance and expertise has been extremely valuable to me. And so I just want to begin this conversation by expressing how grateful I am for you. And what it means to me to be able to have you on speed dial when I get long COVID, or to be able to have you here on the show even after hours of wasted time. So thanks for showing up for this. Thank you so much for being here.
That's my honor. Thank you so much for having me and helping me spread this message. It's not mental illness, it's brain health. And if we work together on getting our brains healthy, everything, including our minds, will be better.
That's right. And you have this new book out that's called Change Your Brain Every Day. Now, I think that the idea of exercising our body or eating mindfully or maybe a daily meditation practice, these are things that so many people in this space, in the wellness space, are just like, yeah, that's a thing. But I don't think that people wake up every day saying, I'm going to exercise my brain today, or I'm going to take one small action towards my brain health. I think the brain gets left behind. What do you think about that?
Absolutely gets left behind. Most people never really care about their own brains, even though it controls everything you do and everything you are. And when I first got scanned, I was 37, and I didn't care about my own brain. And I'm a double board certified psychiatrist. I was the top student in medical school in neuroscience. And I didn't care because I'd never seen it. And then when I looked at it and it wasn't as healthy as I wanted it to be, I developed this concept called brain envy. And I'm like, Freud is wrong. Penis envy is not the cause of anybody's problem. You got to care about your brain. And when I cared about my brain, my energy was better. My memory was better. My focus is better. And tomorrow I turn 69. Mm. And
you look so well.
My brain, thank you, is as sharp or better than when I was 35. And isn't that really what we all want? Is, you know, however long we live, we want to take a healthy brain with us. Because then we're not a burden on anybody.
Yeah.
Then we stay independent. Then we continue to have meaning and purpose for as long as we live.
What are the key, most crucial elements of your brain health daily ritual, daily practice that have made it so that your 69-year-old brain is better than it was when it was 35?
So it's really three things. Brain envy. I care about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm obsessed with it. I avoid things that hurt it with a good attitude. And then I do things that help it. And I never feel burdened by doing the right thing. In fact, when I do the wrong thing, then I feel burdened. And so,
what's the right thing? What's the wrong thing?
Well, I think most seven-year-olds would, if you gave them a test, here's 20 things, separate them, good for your brain or bad for it. I actually went to my daughter's second grade class when she was seven, and I drew 20 things on the board, or wrote 20 things on the board. And I'm like, separate them for me. And they got all of them right except one thing, orange juice, which they put in the good category, when it's in the bad category,
sugar.
Because it's, when's it rational to have the sugar from four oranges? That's
right.
Just not. But things like marijuana and nicotine, head trauma, alcohol, not sleeping, spending too much time on video games or gadgets. They got all of that right. So brain health, ultimately, it's not hard, although we live in a very confusing time where people think of alcohol as a health food. It's clearly not.
Yep.
Right? Ireland just stunned the world because Ireland's putting alcohol warning labels on all bottles of alcohol.
Yep.
Cancer warning labels and liver warning labels. And I'm like, whoa.
Ireland.
And just a couple of years ago, the American Cancer Society came out against any alcohol.
Mm.
They basically said, we've been lied to. You know, you should have one or two glasses of wine a day because it's good for your heart. Well, it's not. It's a lie. And when they look at all of those studies, they find bias and they find, you know, calculations that weren't done properly. And now we're in this, well, marijuana is innocuous. Well, it's not. I published a study on 1,000 marijuana users. Every area of their brain was lower.
Yeah.
And teenagers and their group, which is suffering more with mental health stuff than anyone else, is because, well, it's legal. It's innocuous. You smoke or use as a teenager, you have an increased risk of anxiety, depression, and suicide in your 20s. And we're paying this price right now.
Is that partially because their brains are not fully developed? Because I've been hearing a lot about teenagers going into psychosis and being sent to treatment right away because of these horrific episodes with marijuana. What's that about?
So partly it's probably a marijuana gene interaction.
Okay.
So clearly doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to vulnerable people. And your brain is not fully developed until you're about 25 in girls and a little bit later in boys. And so it's like from the time you're born to the time you're 25, you're creating this just amazing universe of cities and highways and connections. And it basically makes you who you are. And so early toxins is like throwing a smoke bomb into the universe and damaging it. You know, I mean, the same thing's true with bad food. The same thing's true with chronic stress. You and I bonded a little bit over ACE scores, adverse childhood experiences. I don't know if I told you, but you know, I now have 15,000 ACE scores on our patients, and I have all their brains. And it changes your brain.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It does.
Right. The more trauma you have, activates your emotional brain.
Yep.
Makes it work too hard, and dampens down your more thoughtful brain.
Also makes you more susceptible to addiction too. So then you're, yeah.
It does. It makes you much more susceptible to addiction because you're anxious and you can't concentrate. you're anxious and you don't feel right. And so addictions are a short-term fix that cause a long-term problem. And for my patients, I always want them to feel better fast, but I want it to last.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I have a really beautiful ritual each evening, and actually sometimes even in the morning I'll sneak it in. I do a 20-minute meditation with my red light, and I set up my Boncharge red light panel, and I sit in front of it, and I go deep into my meditation. And it's giving me glowy skin and helping with my collagen and all of that. But it's also just settling my system in seconds. And Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence products to optimize your life in every way. And founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. Just the list is endless. And from blue light glasses and infrared saunas to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of life effortlessly. I've tried so many of these amazing products, but the thing that I love most is the red light therapy. I use it every day for 20 minutes and sometimes twice a day, and I just literally sit in front of the panel and I let my energy shift. So go to boncharge.com/Gabby and use coupon code Gabby to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/Gabby and use coupon code Gabby to save 15%. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's the new year. Yes, it's a few weeks in, but it is still that momentum time, and we have all that opportunity for reflection and creation. And sometimes we can become obsessed with how we want to change our lives this year, right? And we start trying to do everything, new year, new you stuff. And what I can see happen is like a lot of that trying to change yourself can start to feel overwhelming. And I've always said that the deepest, most integrated change occurs in a therapy session. And therapy is where I feel most connected, most supported. And it's a safe place that can provide mental and emotional peace. And with BetterHelp, you will get the support you need to become the best version of yourself. If you've listened to the show or you've read one of my books or you've heard my live talks, you know I'm so down for therapy. I've been doing therapy for 20 years, and it's a non-negotiable for me, period. Every single week, sit down to my therapy. And with BetterHelp, you can quickly and easily connect with your own licensed therapist who can take you on your own journey of self-discovery. All you have to do is just fill out this brief questionnaire, and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist that's right for you. And here's the cool thing. If you don't like that therapist, you can switch at any time for no additional charge. And it's just a really beautiful service that allows you to have the therapeutic guidance you need fast, easily, from the comfort of your own home, and affordably. So do not miss this. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Okay, so now that I'm talking to you, I'm just like really compassionate for my 20-something brain, because here it was, not fully developed, and I'm pounding it with cocaine and alcohol and toxins and cigarettes, and just sending some love and compassion to my 25-year-old brain. Now, I've been clean and sober 18 years, but what are the most important things I can be doing to repair and restore this brain that has had historical damage?
So the first thing is care. You already do that. Avoid things that hurt it. So when I go through my day, I carry this question with me. Is this good for my brain or bad for it? Like, I went out to dinner last night, and the first thing they did was bring bread. And I'm like, take it away. I mean, you got to be with people where that's okay. Otherwise, I just wouldn't say anything, just not eat it. And then the second thing, they go, well, what would you like to drink? And they're meaning alcohol. And I'm like, I'm good with water. And it's being aware in every decision you make, is this good for me or bad for me? So I start every day with a little phrase in my head, today's going to be a great day. And I knew I was going to talk to you. And so it's like just saying that, you go, well, what am I looking forward to today? As opposed to what am I not? And then I hydrate, because I think that's really important. Your body is 70% water. Your brain is 80% water. So just being dehydrated a little bit, you don't think as well as when you're hydrated. So I hydrate. And then when I do my huddles with my team at Amen Clinics, I'm usually walking or I'm on a bike. I get outside, get some sunshine, and get exercise, because it's all about blood flow. Mm. And we talk about blood flow for a long time. But, you know, one of the problems with substance abuse is it decreases blood flow, damages the brain. And so to repair it, you want to increase blood flow. And so what hurts blood flow? Caffeine, nicotine, not exercising, having high blood pressure, any form of heart disease, having erectile dysfunction. Because if you have blood flow problems anywhere, it means they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so when you get on a brain healthy program, it also improves your sex life. So exercise. And I take my supplements. I think supplementation is very important, because we live in a society of chronic stress and low quality food. And so we're not getting the nutrients we need. Multiple vitamins.
I take the curcumin for the brain, which you just recently put me on, and I take your supplement packets, which is sort of like the full resources for your brain. And I, you know, just taking those supplements is a mindful choice that I make every day to restore my own brain. Would 10 minutes a day on the trampoline, for, you know, speaking for a friend, would that be enough blood flow, or do I need to be doing like a half hour or an hour of cardio, or what would be the best movement for my lifestyle, my day-to-day experience, like a little yoga and a trampoline?
Well, I think if you can get your heart rate up for 10 to 20 minutes, and I like high intensity training, so interval training. And there's some research that if you just do it for 2 or 3 minutes, right? So say you go on a 10-minute walk, but for 2 or 3 minutes of that, maybe in 30-second increments, you sprint or you walk as fast as you can. That boosts the number of mitochondria you have in your cells, and then you have more energy.
That's how my trainer would train me, is just the high interval training, right? So she'll sprint at this period or jump on the trampoline for one minute at this pace, or, and then we can slow it down. And I definitely feel more mental fitness occurring at the same time. Even afterwards, I love to go sit down and write after I've had a high impact workout.
Well, and I'm also a huge fan of weight training.
Yep.
Because the stronger you are as you age, the less likely you are to get Alzheimer's.
Is that right?
Disease.
Why is that?
The thing that kills older people is frailty.
Okay.
And so muscle on your body is your protein reserve. And so strong is good for your brain, obviously, not if you're doing steroids or something right. stupid like that.
Right.
And then diet is just so critical. And I'm pretty much a fan of very low carbohydrate diets, high in fat and healthy protein. I have a granddaughter that has a seizure disorder. And as a child psychiatrist, I've known about the ketogenic diet for decades because it decreases seizure frequency by more than 50% of kids. And for my granddaughter, basically took the seizures away.
Yeah.
But if it's doing that, if it's stabilizing nerve cell function, a number of researchers have also found it good for mental health, especially for people who have bipolar disorder. And isn't it interesting, one of the medicines I use as a psychiatrist, medicines like Neurontin or Lamictal, Trileptal, they're anticonvulsants that decrease anxiety, that stabilize your mood, that decrease temper problems. So I'm like, so maybe carbs, not all carbs, right? Broccoli's mostly carbs. You have to be really careful with them because 50% of the population is diabetic or pre-diabetic. And if you go, you want a healthy brain, don't have diabetes because diabetes damages blood flow. And your brain, even though it's only 2% of your body's weight, it uses 20% of the blood flow in your body. And so the problem with high blood sugar levels is it causes these blood vessels to become brittle, more likely to break, leading to things like decreased healing and strokes.
So I'm just going to hone in on some of the key things that you've shared. So high fat, obviously fish oils and omegas. Why is it so important to have the fish oils and the omegas and the high fats for the brain? You want to plump it up?
Well, your brain is 60% fat.
Okay.
And so everybody knows, you know, you want your cholesterol at a certain level, but we have this epidemic now of kids who have low cholesterol levels. So if your cholesterol is under 160 or total cholesterol, you have a higher incidence of depression, violence, and suicide. And it's like, and many of the autistic kids we treat have low cholesterol levels. Think of cholesterol as like the mother material for all of your hormones. And so if your cholesterol is low, you don't manage stress very well because everything goes to cortisol and nothing's left over for estrogen or progesterone or testosterone, you know, things that are super important.
What are the most important foods we want our young people's little guys' brains, little girls and guys' brains to have?
So I think healthy fats, avocados, like Tana has a recipe for avocado gelato.
Oh, I got to make that for Oliver.
Like my grandson, when he was a year old, he was like super picky and my daughter was very stressed out. And Tana made him avocado gelato. And I have a picture of him with it all over his
face. Yes, nice, nice, nice.
Because, you know, cacao is actually good for people.
Right.
It's loaded with nutrients. Avocados, amazing recipe.
So like a hot chocolate.
And, you know, I often say, well, I do that every night.
Yeah, talk to me about your hot chocolate routine, because this is great for the kiddos. Maybe not at night for the little guys, but it's a great way to get the chocolate. But what is it about the cacao that's so good for the brain?
Well, it has nutrients that actually increase blood flow. And it's got flavanols that enhance development and decrease inflammation. It's also a really good source of iron. And I use unsweetened organic almond milk, heated up, heaping teaspoon of raw cacao, and a little bit of sweet leaves, chocolate flavored liquid, stevia. Love it. And put it in the blender. It tastes amazing. It's calorie smart. It tastes good. And when it comes to food, I don't know if you've ever been in a bad relationship, but I have. And I'm not doing that anymore. When it comes to food, I only want you to love food that loves you back.
Yeah.
And the loves you back, the brain healthy hot chocolate totally loves you back. And now I'm figuring out brain healthy lemonade.
So you have a brand, you have a hot chocolate brand? You have a brain healthy hot chocolate that you sell? Because that's a business idea for you, my friend.
Thank you.
I want the Daniel Aiden hot chocolate.
Brain in Love bars.
No, yes,
which is like a Hershey car. And then Brain on Joy. I think I have one of those every day. Chocolate coconut bars. I haven't made hot chocolate powder. That's a great idea, I think.
Big idea here with Gabby Bernstein. My friends, I am super excited to share some wellness essentials that I recently discovered, and it's so cool. It's like transforming my daily routine. Vimergy isn't just about supplements. It's about embracing vitality and making conscious choices to your well-being. One of the products that's really awesome is Vimergy's Spirulina. This is a holistic energy infusion that goes beyond being just a superfood. With over 50% plant protein in each serving, it supports my energy levels throughout the day. And it's just such an essential part of my supplement routine. And they also have milk thistle. So if you're looking for a product that supports your liver health, this is a true liver-loving superstar. This potent 20-to-1 extract crafted with organic glycerin for a clean formula is my choice for supporting digestion and promoting liver health. Vimergy is super committed to quality. Their products are USDA organic, gluten-free, non-GMO, kosher, vegan, paleo-friendly. No fillers, people, just the goodness of nature. And then we have my favorite, Vimergy's Micro-C Immune Power. And with 1,000 milligrams of naturally pH-based vitamin C per serving, you can't get a better daily immune boost. And there's no sugars, no fillers, just a superior blend of dual forms of mineral buffered vitamin C. This brand is so committed to delivering supplements that align with my values. Clean, pure, and potent. Ready to elevate your well-being? Head over to Vimergy.com. That's Vimergy.com. Use code Gabby for an exclusive discount. And make these Vimergy products your daily companions for wellness. At my company, we use a lot of different platforms and tools to help us support our business. And I can't think of one that's more essential than Shopify. Shopify is major, people, and it's what really makes it easy to run an online business. It can accommodate any size company, which is why it's so perfect. And Shopify provides awesome support as well as everything you need to take your business to the next level. And they're the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify literally powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. That's so wild. So whether you're at the launch your online shop stage or the first real life store stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Shopify makes it really easy for you to show up exactly where you are and literally customize your online store in ways that are so flexible with templates. And it's amazing. Shopify really helps turn browsers into buyers. They have the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. And through Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping payment from literally anywhere. And that's the magic of AI-powered all-star tool. You can sell more with less effort, which, you know, I love. Do less, attract more. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Gabby, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Gabby now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Gabby. You know, I have so much I want to just unpack with you here because you are my guru. You're my brain guru. The salmon for our omegas, the chocolate at night, the high fat, the low carb. But the thing that I love most about our friendship is the first time we sat down to a meal together, we were in Miami Your beautiful wife was there with us. And you bust out. And we're all drinking sparkling water because none of us are drinking alcohol because we're very mindful of our health. And you bust out my trick. Here it is. My trick. He has the sweetened sweet leaf. I think you might have had like vanilla sweetened or some other flavor that I love. And he's dropping it into his sparkling water. And I'm like, oh my God, we are best friends. It was love at first sight of your sweet leaf. Because here I was, I've been sugar-free for almost a decade. And I really care about these little sweet hacks because I want that sweetness in my life. And so this is one of your sweet hacks. My audience is going to love it. Just share with them what you do to make your little sweet sodas when you're at a restaurant.
You know, my grandchildren love it.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-up, do you have the bottle?
The bottle.
The bottle. So sweet leaf, I have no financial interest in sweet leaf, except I buy a ton
yes,
of their products.
And you probably sell a lot of it.
And they have 10 different flavors, yeah. Orange and lemon and root beer and hazelnut, English toffee. My favorite is chocolate. I love chocolate. And so I just carry a little bottle with me. It's in my car. It's in my briefcase, wherever I go. If I'm on a plane and the stewardess goes, can I bring you a drink? I'm like, it's always sparkling water. And I have my chocolate stevia. And it's so simple. There are no calories. It's not bad for you, right? I mean, all the research on artificial sweeteners, bad for you, but not stevia. I mean, don't go crazy with it. But, you know, if I make Tana decaf cappuccino, I'll put it in that. If I make hot chocolate, I put it in that. If I'm now brain healthy lemonade, take a lemon, squeeze it, add a little bit of the chocolate stevia, sparkling water, a little bit of ice, put it in a blender, explodes. But it basically turns into a slushy or a slurpee.
Mm-hmm.
It turns into a slurpee from 7-Eleven, but it's not going to kill you.
Wait a second. Your sparkling water with your stevia in the blender with some ice. You just literally changed my life here. This is the moment. This is the Gabby moment. I'm going to go make that the second that we end this recording. I am making my Daniel Amen slushy. Thank you. Done.
Well, then you have to text me.
I'm going to send you a photo of it. I'm going to tag you in a photo.
But it's like no suffering.
Yeah.
And I watched Russell Brand yesterday on a TikTok. And he said, because he really struggled with addiction. And he's like, I have to live like a monk. And when I live like a monk and really purposeful about what I drink and what I eat, you know, how I think, my life works. And I wanted to reach out and go, it's not a monk. Mm. You're living with abundance by doing the right thing. And that's that mindset of Drew Carey. Said it really well. He lost a lot of weight. And he said, eating crappy food isn't a reward. No. It's a punishment.
That's right.
And that's the mindset
yeah.
that you have to have. Because for most people, the four-year-old inside them wins. Mm. Like they have a tantrum about the ice cream or about the alcohol. And they give in.
Yeah.
Because they're not a good parent to themselves. I have a book coming out next year called Raising Mentally Strong Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Very
cool.
Excited about
really cool.
But really, if you're going to raise mentally strong kids, you have to parent yourself.
That's right.
And the best parents are firm. You have goals. And when I say something, I mean it. And I back it up. And they're kind.
Yep. You're speaking
and
my language.
And too often people...
It's like the positive discipline, kind but firm. And I'm really with you on taking parenting tools and applying them for your own inner children, because we would never treat our children the way we treat ourselves. I mean, you hope you wouldn't, right? You wouldn't say the horrific things you say to yourself to your child. In my yoga teacher training years ago, I was sitting with a young woman and she said to me, I have this beautiful mantra before my meal. Do you want to do it with me? We're having lunch. And I said, yeah, totally. She said, I love my food. My food loves me. And just by saying that prayer or affirmation before I eat my food, I make more mindful choices. I eat more slowly. I chew. I enjoy. And I celebrate that I'm eating well because that's the reward, right? So I really want to just emphasize everything you're saying there. There's something else I want to tell you as my friend and doctor. Here we go. Ready? Yo hablo, estudio español todos los noches en mi dormido con un app Duolingo. Now, I wanted to tell you that I'm speaking Spanish every single night. I'm studying Spanish every single night. Do you habla español, Daniel? Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Okay, great.
Un poco.
But I'm bragging to you that yo hablo español todos los días para mi cerebro. I think that's brain. Cerebro. It's like I may be getting that one word wrong, but I'm doing it. One, people are like, well, why are you randomly studying Spanish? Don't you have enough on your plate? And my response is, number one, yo tengo un grande boca. I have a big mouth. I like to speak with mi amigos. I want to be able to communicate with more people. I have a vision of being able to give a live talk in Spanish one day. But the biggest reason is I want to exercise my brain. And so every day when I turn to my Duolingo app and I start practicing for 15 minutes to an hour a day or night, I feel my brain. It's weird. I can almost sense my brain exercising. Talk to me about that. Is that happening?
Well, you're keeping your brain, yeah. So one of the most important strategies to keeping your brain young is new learning. Mm-hmm. So if I just kept reading brains, well, my brain knows how to do it. And it doesn't really enhance it. It doesn't grow it. It doesn't cause more connections. When I learn to do something I don't know how to do, that grows my brain. And so new learning, whether it's a language or a musical instrument or artistry or cooking or gardening, or my favorite thing to enhance brain function is a coordination exercise like pickleball.
Okay.
Or tennis. Or table tennis.
I got it all going on. I'm doing tennis too. Tennis and Spanish.
Because it activates your cerebellum. So if you're going to write, probably better to do that a half an hour after you play tennis.
Great advice.
Because you've just activated all of your brain.
I am so happy to hear that. I'm going to start my day with tennis. I'm going to force my husband to the court, hit some balls, and go back to my desk. Thank you. That was a huge, that and my slushie.
Well, so you're getting exercise, you're getting sun, which is important. You're getting time with your husband. And it's a great way to start the day.
I'm really.
For your brain.
Yeah. So exercise in the morning in some way, some kind of coordination exercise, doing whatever you can to eliminate the sugar. I'm just recapping here. Great fats. So I like to boil things down in threes. So what are the three worst things that we could do for our brain? What do we have to really watch out for?
Not care about.
Not care,
it.
Okay.
So that would be it. The thing that will make you feel the worst, the fastest, is don't sleep.
Yep.
And so bringing your gadgets to bed, flooding your lights with blue light, which turns off melatonin production and impairs your ability to sleep. Right. Teenagers who sleep, Justin, hour less than their peers have a higher incidence of anxiety, depression, and suicide. Mm. So sleep is essential. The second worst thing you're doing for your brain is putting toxic products on your body.
Yeah.
So there's an app I like called Think Dirty. Yeah. It lets you scan your personal products and tell you on a scale of 1 to 10 how quickly they're killing you. And so we need to be really careful about the products we put on our body. And before I was aware of it, I shaved for 50 years with Barbasol. On a scale of 0, live long, 10, die early, it's a 9.
Yeah.
And so now I shave with something called Kiss My Face, and it's a 2.
Okay.
And it's actually not even more expensive because it lasts forever. And then the third thing is not being mindful about what you eat. We live in a society where 72% of people are overweight. 42% are obese. This is not okay. There's nothing about this that it's okay. I published 3 studies on over 30,000 people showing as your weight goes up, the actual physical size and function of your brain goes down, mm-hmm. which should scare the fat off anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I often talk about bright minds. If you want to keep your brain healthy or rescue, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And bright minds is the mnemonic. The D is diabesity, overweight, or have high blood sugar. If you just have that one risk factor, you have seven of the 11 risk factors. It's crazy.
Right. Boy, oh boy. Okay. So I downloaded the app, Think Dirty. I have adjusted my skincare, but I can fall prey of some really fancy, not toxic makeup. So I gotta have my balance here. Maybe once a month I can go full in with my makeup when I'm doing something important.
Well, if you do the non-toxic makeup, you're going to be naturally prettier.
Mm-hmm.
So if
that's
you're
true.
Toxifying your body,
that's true.
Your skin's not going to be as healthy because our skin, the health of our skin is an outside reflection of the health of our brain.
Beautiful, beautiful point. I really appreciate that. Well, my friend, I adore you and I'm so grateful for your commitment. There's folks out there that when they post something or they put a book out, it's a committed mission. And you, of a handful of folks in my life, I really see that come through for you. And you care deeply about this education for people. And so I think that when, you know, look, you've got tons of books behind you that are yours and they're beautiful and they're like Roy G. Bibbed in the background, the red, orange, yellow, green book. And this new book is called Change Your Brain Every Day, Simple Daily Practices to Strengthen Your Mind, Memory, Moods, Focus, Energy, Habits, and Relationships. You packed it all in right there in that subtitle. And it's true because when you really work with your brain, all of the other areas of your life will benefit. Is there anything else you want to share about the book before we close the conversation?
It's 366 short essays on the most important things I've ever said. Mm. So given that I've written a bunch of books, if people go, where do I start? This is the one to start.
Right.
I actually think of it as like my greatest hits.
Great.
I took everything from all my other books and go, these are the snippets that you will benefit from. So I'm very excited about it.
Would you recommend we read one snippet a day? Is that what you'd recommend?
Yeah, because, you know, brain health, like physical health or spiritual health, is a daily practice.
Yeah.
And if you are daily committed to the health of your brain, everything in your life is better.
Mm. The last thing we didn't mention, and I really want to let you go because I want to be conscious of your time, but we didn't mention meditation. So one last word on the power of meditation and brain support.
So there are a couple of days on meditation. I published a study on a Kundalini yoga form of meditation called Kirtan Kriya.
Satanama.
Satanama.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic changes and activated the thoughtful brain, calmed down the emotional brain. Mm-hmm. You sort of lose sense of time. And there's another day in the book on loving kindness meditation, mm-hmm. which I love because it's got great research and it's just such a positive healing meditation.
I have practiced that one for, I did 180 days on it and it greatly benefited my brain. And it reminded me to go back to it. And I love a loving kindness meditation as well. So thank you for that. I also practice transcendental meditation. They've done a lot of studies on TM and the brain as well. I thank you so deeply. And I am really proud to brag that I have you on speed dial, but I really mean it because going through long COVID recently, and you were just right there to support me. And it's just a privilege to have your help as I carry out my own mission and keep my brain healthy to do it. So thank you.
Always here for you, my friend.
I'm going to make my slushie now, Daniel.
Let me know. Text me.
I'll send you a picture of my slushie. Thank you, Daniel. And everybody head over to amenclinics.com to learn more about Daniel Amen, his books, his work, his clinics, which I highly recommend. And just getting a lot of free information there as well. So just get all the resources right there and go buy the book, loves. Go get that book. Change your brain every day. Thank you, Daniel. If If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.